Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Bright and sunny and windy out there today. Did any word on electricity at your house, Vinny? Is that still out?
Still no power. So I just wrote back to check in on them, and we've had two false alarms. One I set off and one my mom set off. So the house is wide awake. And, you know, with kids, you really want them to sleep as late as possible. Yeah. But unfortunately, the alarms have been going off and the power's out. And boy, we're off to a great start this week. Yay! And someone wrote in. And I do have texts here, 800-400-3697. Someone wrote in and said, you should post a picture of Vinny's taped microphone. And I did. It's on my Instagram. You can see the picture of the microphone taped to the side of my face, which I only know what you guys are telling me. You say it's working, so it worked.
It sounds a lot better. It's really close. And when you're holding it in front of your mouth, it was like scratching on your beard and stuff. Taping it up is the perfect way. It's at Vin Hassan, at Vin Hassan on Instagram.
Right. So it's pretty low tech, but it got us through the morning, and that's all that matters. Our text number is 800-400-3697. A lot of people wrote in this morning, so I'll try to run some of these down for you. 510 says, in 2017, when the Bengals won and got the Bills into the wild card game, Bills Mafia fans donated to Andy Dalton's charity, thanking him for getting them into the game by that win. So by default, he helped them, so they donated to his charity.
That's cute.
That's it. You know what? That's a great, I don't know what you want to call that. It's not a
trend.
Whatever it is, it's really great that they do that.
Right.
That's a nice thing to see. And, you know, I'd
more people
I'd love
should
to
do
see,
that. Yeah.
Yes. More fans should be involved and caught up in that kind of stuff rather than things like that happened to Brian Stowe or others, you know, where you're like,
right,
you fought over a game? What?
You changed a dude's entire life over a game.
Sarah, we had the same bathroom fan light issue with our son. My husband replaced the switches with a timer. It works great.
That's what I need to do. But really,
well, there you go.
Yeah. I'll tell him. I'll get him right on there.
And they're grown men, though. By now, you'd think that, you know, telling them something wouldn't involve having to repeat tell them something. But
I keep saying, they'll both be gone soon. Let's enjoy it while they're here.
Ah.
I say that all the time to John. Let's just enjoy it.
Nice attitude.
Yes. You know me, known for my attitude.
I would be curious to know how many of the Buffalo Mafia are Canadians. Buffalo is the closest NFL team, and there are lots of fans from Canada. Yeah, I don't know.
We have our own league, eh? We took
Mafia
Doug
is
Flutie.
Such a weird name to call yourselves. It's a negative connotation.
Terrible. Exactly. Yes.
I mean, I know we like our mafia movies and our mafia stories, but
those are
murderers and gangsters.
Yeah. Terrible, terrible people, who, if you owe them any money, they're going to come break your kneecaps. Hey, that many saints of New Jersey, many saints of Trenton. I don't know what that was. Newark, that was it. Many Saints of Newark. It's the prequel to The Sopranos. I just read it got pushed way back, like maybe back to, I don't know, this coming fall or something. But people have been I've been waiting for that. I'll watch that. Tony's dad, Uncle June.
Oh, it's going to be him young?
Tony will be a little boy. From what I understand, it's going to be the previous generation's story.
Cool. I mean, The Sopranos was a hit show, so.
Yep. Great show.
Both NFC and AFC championship games are on Sunday, not Saturday. The Bills are preparing for both quarterbacks just in case Patrick Mahomes can play or can't play. So,
the story.
It gives him one extra day, and yet concussions are
serious.
Very serious. On the other hand,
playoffs,
and that's kind of how that goes. I mean, Drew Brees was out there with an entire broken chest cavity.
Patrick Mahomes is pretty young, right?
Very, yes. 24, I believe.
So he's got a whole career to think about. I hope that enters into his equation. But, you know, how people are. We want to win all the time.
Well, the playoffs, Sarah. Come on.
I want to be sick of winning.
That should be a new sports tradition for the winning team to donate to the losing team's charity. Yeah, I mean, it's really... The story, other than the mafia connotation, the story is really a good one. And yet, you know what? As you did the story about the place where that party was thrown, it was thrown at the place where they filmed Scarface.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you were saying?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that, but yeah, that was one of the Real Housewives of Miami's pad.
Kids don't even know this, but one of the things we do when we're goofing around is I'll tickle them, and I just hold this finger up, and I'll say, like, say hello to my little friend. And they don't know that that's from Scarface, and he's about to murder everybody.
They think it's the tickle finger.
It's the tickle finger to them. One day when they get older, they'll see Scarface and go, my dad used to... What? That's where he got that? A whole room full of people were mowed down by an Uzi when he said, say hello to my little friend. Oh, well.
It's good that your daughters don't know. Don't tell them. Let them find out.
Well, don't worry. I won't.
Someday, though, they're going to, you know, they'll be in their 20s and watching Scarface for the first time. And they'll be like, oh, my God, my dad's a murderer.
Say hello to my little friend.
There it is. Play it again, Bryn.
Say hello to my little friend.
That's the one.
You gonna play ref, huh?
Oh, so funny. Murder. It's hysterical.
Oh, my God. Best. It really is the best. Oh, good times.
Please say alleged crime when talking about someone getting arrested. Innocent people are arrested all the time.
Okay, we'll try. I do try to do that. That is true.
Vinny, I'm from Victoria. It's Victoria on Vancouver Island, BC, Canada. Why do Americans never know how to say any locations other than the U.S.?
Because we're Americans. Merca, hello. Sorry. I'm sure you said our stuff wrong. God, so judgy, these other countries.
Yeah.
Eh? Oh, sorry. Sorry about it. I thought Canadians were supposed to be polite. Come on, get in your place, Canadian.
Apparently the Tesla insurance is going to kill you, though, says 925.
Why is that?
Is that right?
I don't know. I don't see why it'd be any more than anything else, right?
If anything doesn't it have all kinds of, like, safety stuff on there? Oh, by the way, one of the options that you can select for 10 grand or something, which I totally would have gone for if I was actually buying a Tesla, was autopilot on city streets. Like, it is fully a self-driving car. Like, they're not saying that, but it is. I want that.
Driver assist.
No, that didn't say driver assist. It said autopilot on city streets.
Yeah, it's called autopilot, that little function.
Yeah. Well, it used to be just you'd put it on the highway.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like 10K, so. I felt like, I don't have to drive anymore? Great, it's worth it. In my imaginary car, I'm not getting. Oh, God, it was so nice, though. Ooh.
Why is this so funny to me? Sarah says there's nothing else going on on there. Well, I guess buffalo wings. They loved it. Your little.
I just couldn't think of one thing. You know, like what
your
else?
Quick stab was a good one. They say OFOC and LMAO.
Oh, love you too.
Well, it's not quite love.
Overwhelming. Sarah, I have overwhelming feeling fingers of concern for you too.
As you well know, that's one level below. Say hello to my little friend.
Yeah. Mm. I can't wait till your daughters see that on Scarfism Day. Like, even if we're like retired at that point, and it's 20 something years from now, I need you to call me and be like, "Well, they saw it."
Yeah. You know, I'll walk into a room and say that, and hold my finger out, and you just hear two little girls between their giggling and they're screaming. They take off running. It's pretty good stuff, actually. Yeah,
sure.
You know, your quarantine makes people look for stupid things to entertain themselves.
Oh, I just hope no gross boyfriend says that to them someday.
Oh, come on.
Oh, come on.
What are you doing?
Just trying to bring you down, I guess. That was terrible.
I guess you are. Good grief.
Don't bring me down. Bruce.
Morning, Alice family. Large property management company I work for does renegotiate lease rates and terms during times like these.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, excuse me.
510 says, rent is not down. I've been looking for years. Still ridiculous prices for a two-bedroom apartment. All right.
Yeah, we didn't say it was cheap. We just said, you know, you might be looking at 20% less, which means only $4,000 instead of $5,000. Mm. And probably not if you really want to live there and enough people do. It's a tight market.
707 says, I know so many people who have moved to Idaho from California.
Idaho.
Yeah, and they didn't make the list. Idaho wasn't even the number one spot. It's Austin, yeah. Texas. And Austin, I from what I understand, has a pretty big tech representation there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to guess that's – and then a bunch of tech people probably just went wherever they want to.
Right.
Like, I can work from my wherever I am, so.
I think I'll get an RV.
Who cares?
Cheaper, right. Yeah, it's a very progressive city, they say, too. I mean, Texas was purple this last election. Like, if, you know, maybe you thought to yourself, oh, I could never live in Texas. But then you see, you know, how close it was in that state, and you go, maybe. Although, moving for political affiliation doesn't seem rational, but that's where
that's where some people are at. I've been pushing back on that as much as possible because I really don't feel like we have to be that politically active when you've got little kids and other things in your life. You know,
right.
I'm busy. I can't spend all my minutes watching what Trump just said 2 minutes ago or tweeted. Like, give me a freaking break once in a while. God.
Well, and thanks to all the companies that kicked him off just here in the nick of time.
415. Hey, Sarah and Vinny, NFL update. This is a texter now. This is not an official news report, but they say it's official. Patrick Mahomes is out for this weekend's game. By the way, the doctors responsible for concussion evaluation are not associated with either team, so there is no team pressure on them to push a player back onto the field. It's completely independent of team alliance.
No, that's good.
Yeah, I mean, you do have to protect people from themselves.
Absolutely.
Because football players will absolutely say, I'm going in.
So who are the Chiefs going to play?
The Chiefs play – oh, I had it right in front of me. Where did I put it? The Chiefs play
– Bills?
Green Bay – no.
Oh, that's
Buffalo
right.
At Kansas City. Green Bay is home against Tampa Bay.
So they're playing the Bills. So the Chiefs and the Bills,
yes.
And they're that's going to be – how's their backup quarterback? I don't even know
he
who
did
it is.
Well enough to get them through the last game they played.
They
Henny,
beat the Browns.
I think his name was Henny, but he's a backup for a reason.
Right.
And that's a big drop-off because that other quarterback, Mahomes, is one of the best in the league. So they're going to notice a difference for sure.
Yep.
Nick Cage is the host on Netflix, History of Swear Words. It's over the top and hilarious.
Oh, I need to watch that. I keep meaning to watch that. That does look good. It's like a weird... Is it a documentary? I don't know. Just like exploring the origins of all the dirty words. Even
it sounds interesting.
Hilarious. It does, yeah.
I don't even know how I ended up on the flight attendant over the weekend. It must have been Christina, but that's not bad. It's just that she's playing a drunk and drinks through all three episodes I watched. Just, like, never stops drinking. It's
That'll get you in trouble.
I had some drinking dreams that I'm not really happy about, so I'm not going to continue with that.
Yeah, you don't need that.
415 says, Mahwah is sort of the Mill Valley of North Jersey. It's about 10 minutes from New York City.
Oh, wow. Mahwah. I've never even heard of it. Goodness. That was where the boogie with the hoodie ruined a house. Ruined someone's mansion.
The hoodie.
Good morning, Alice family.
Did I say that?
I got my first Moderna vaccine on Saturday. Same lot number as reported. But in San Joaquin County, no allergic reaction. I had soreness, tiredness, and headache that evening and Sunday morning until I was told by the advice of a nurse that I could take Tylenol. There is information out there, and given of normal side effects. Have a great week.
Congrats on getting your vaccination. I can't wait. They say people are hanging around pharmacies now waiting for the clock to tick or something like that, like where they're doing these vaccinations, because apparently sometimes they'll all of a sudden go, we've got, these are about to expire. Mm-hmm. They've been out of the fridge this long. And
that's an interesting thing. I hadn't heard that was happening, but I did hear that from someone I know that went to go get a vaccine, that they're not exactly advertising the location as wildly as you'd think, you know, with arrows. And it's because they don't want people hanging around that aren't on the list. So they're actually, you may want to give yourself more time. And if you're someone who can't usually find places, maybe bring someone with you, because I'm talking about your 65 and up mother who might find themselves going,
you should drive her. Yep.
Take her. Help her.
Now, I don't... Left at the oak tree, I'm not sure I know how to get to this place.
You guys do realize they have smart lighting for years now where it automatically turns off any lights in an unoccupied room?
Yeah, I know. I actually have that in my bathroom. I don't know why we didn't put it in the kids' bathroom. Hey, John. We need a timer for the kids' lights in the bathroom. I'm sure he'll get the message.
415 says, is Vinny in his garage? Why so nice and echoey today?
No, Vinny's at his apartment without the right
mic. And I don't have the equipment I need, but that's just because I wasn't told I was going to lose power overnight and didn't prepare for being on the run this morning.
We just threw a little reverb on his voice. It makes him sound sexier.
Oh, thanks.
Sure. Thank Brim. He's the reverb guy.
You're welcome.
Let's see. There's a new service called Zero that works the same way as, what did you call that? Loop?
Yes, yes. Wasn't that it?
Apparently.
The Loop? So that is containers that come to your house filled with the products you want, and you put the used containers back. They take them, clean them, and refill them.
510 says, alcohol always puts me in a good mood. Mm. That's about that story we did where donuts, while they're great for a second, often give you regret and put you in a bad mood.
Make you feel bad.
And alcohol's on that list as well.
I'm certainly in a bad mood the next day, generally speaking.
707 says, aw, Vinny looks so cute with that phone mic taped to his face. By the way, my nose is not as big as that picture makes it look. It's like half that size. For some reason, the close-up just made my nose look... All right, that's real life size. I have a big nose. What do you want me to say? What can I do?
Look at this.
There's no way to hide that thing. Just there it is the whole time. Ugh.
Yeah, it looks regular. Sorry.
Thanks.
Thanks so much. It's actually a really cute picture of you.
We're done here.
Let's call it. There we go. All right, we'll be back in a second. Say goodbye.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you very much for joining us today. Still very windy out there. I don't know when that's going to end. Maybe it's just going to keep being windy all day, but it's certainly beautiful.
I believe the, the warning, the wind warning, whatever, is through this evening.
Oh, it is.
Dinner time-ish.
Okay.
So, depending on where you're at, But I definitely don't have power back at my house, so that's still off.
Well, don't chuck any butts out any windows. I mean, listen, I get it. It's winter, but things can still burn. Everything's dry. There hasn't been a lot of rain. So this Friday, right? We'll be looking at that, and hopefully that'll continue.
Yeah, rain in the forecast.
This ruins the surf, doesn't it?
The wind is not good for surf. You're right. But you know what? I don't know if you guys saw the huge surf that hit Hawaii, but one of the things I spent time doing over the weekend was there are videos everywhere of these guys riding monster waves. It's really a sight to see. Now, I know it's Hawaii, but, you know, it's all over the internet if you want to watch some real daredevils do some crazy stuff. It's intense.
All right. Yeah, I mean, really, whatever you're into. I mean, that sounds like something you would love.
I do. You're right.
All right, we are out. V Hale is up next, followed by Jane. We're open for business 24/7. In fact, if you just sat by your little radio.com or your actual radio and just waited long enough, we'd be back. We're going to see you tomorrow morning for Hump Day. Check you then. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.